Kino 17, Tochalna Nashim Kiryam, Olei Tibuchim, describes the horrors that took place, the Jewish people, at the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But at the end, Rabbi Elazar HaKlir, the Paitan, he exclaims that Ruach HaKodesh is screaming, that the people cry about their tragedies, but they don't publicize their sin of killing Zechariah ben Yoyada, the Kohen Benavi. Last summer, I was zocheh to say the kinos with the Rav Pesach Oretz Zatzal. And he said that the idea in this kina is that we complain to Hashem about all these terrible things that were happening. And yes, they were all terrible, terrible things as you go through one terrible description after the other. However, the Paitan is trying to tell us that we need to make sure that we take responsibility for our actions, as Rav Gordimer mentioned earlier. So what exactly is the message of the kina? What are those actions that we need to take responsibility for? I was zocheh to learn for 2 years in the old city of Yerushalayim, and over that time I developed a relationship with the Rav Nemtzel. And one of his unbelievable qualities was the fact that he really felt pain for Ruchni suffering and Ruchni problems. And just two stories I want to share that highlight this quality. First one is that Rav Nemtzel would come in every Friday morning before his shiur. He gave a shiur every Friday morning, and he would come in about 5 minutes before the shiur was to begin, and he would stand by the window overlooking Har HaBayis and just stare at the Har HaBayis. And after a while, I realized that if you look closely, every once in a while he had a tear going down his face. And he was crying about the Churban. He was mamish looking at the Har HaBayis and crying. He was feeling pain. You could see him in the streets. If you walk around the old city, you could see him sometimes just stopping, overlooking Har HaBayis, just staring. And this is what he was doing. He felt the pain of the Churban. Similarly, he felt that you shouldn't dance at the Kotel. So I asked someone why he didn't publicize that. And the reason is that he knows that other people don't feel that. So other people get a chizik from dancing at the Kotel, so good, they should get a chizik. But be'emes, you shouldn't dance at the Kotel. Why? Because it's Mesa Mutalafana. The Churban is right there. How can you dance in front of the Churban? He felt the Ruchni pain. The other story was when I went to his Shabbos Shuva Drasha a few years ago. And he was speaking about how we should all be Zoche, see Klal Yisrael, be Chozer B'tshuva. And then he started crying. Because he said that in a few weeks, because in Israel, the universities start after Sukkot, he said in a few weeks, thousands of Jews are going to go to university. And he said, thousands of Jews are going to continue to go off the derech. And he started crying. He said, how can we let this happen, that Jews go off the derech? And he cried about it. Do we cry when we see people going off the derech? We see people dropping in their avodas Hashem? When we see averus around us? Do we cry when we violate averus? When we drop in our avodas Hashem? I think this message is meduyuk in the kina. The psukim in Divrei Hayamim describe the story of how Zechariah ben Yoyada was killed. Yoyada, Zechariah's father, had guided Yoash HaMelech to tshuva and to rededication of the Beis HaMikdash. But when he died, the Sarei Yehuda came to Yoash and they said, let's leave Hashem, let's go worship Avodah Zarah. And that's what happened. So Zechariah stood up. He stood up in the Beis HaMikdash, and Chazal say it was on Yom Kippur. And Zechariah stood up to stop them from violating Avodah Zarah. He wanted to keep them on the path of Avodah Hashem. But the people didn't want it, and the people got up and killed him in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. This is the idea. The idea is that we have to feel, we have to stand up, we have to feel that passion for Avodah Hashem, for Ruchnius. One of the things Rav Oretz said last summer, a few times, is that we have to relate the messages of the Kina to our times, to our feelings. And I think this is something that we need to take moving forward. If you look further at the kina, all of the laments, almost all, are physical horrors, with the exception of maybe the cannibalism that was going on. But for the most part, the kina describes physical horrors. And we're supposed to cry about the physical horrors. But the Paitan is telling us at the end, don't forget about the Ruchni horrors. The fact that a Kohen Navi was killed. The fact that a Kohen Navi was killed when he was trying to stand up for Ruchnius. So Ruchnius is Chaya Olam. It should be just as much as a pain, as physical pain, if not more than a physical pain. hopefully as we say this kina, let's think about the physical pain, but also work in ourselves and commit ourselves to really feeling the ruchni pain that we see around us.